Blog Talk Radio.
All righty, opening with Colors of the Wind today. And this is Kelly. I'm sitting in for Jethro. He had to do some stuff across town. He wasn't sure if he was going to be back in time, so I'm here until he can get back. And we're looking for Janine today, Reagan Sinclair. She was going to call in, so I'm not sure. Skype in, and I'm not sure that I'm seeing her in the queue, so we might be waiting for her just a little bit here. We've got couple callers in there, and we will get to you guys today. We've got lots of time. I just want to make sure that I am mentioning some of the specials that Jethro wanted me to make sure I mentioned. So if you go to the Psychics Gone Wild, the www.psychicsgonewild.com, I believe they have now installed a couple new buttons. Jethro's running a couple specials for this month. One is the coffee reading special, and the other is the coffee class special. And what those entail is if you buy certain ones of the Healthy Coffee products, he will give you either a reading or a psychic class, depending on which one you pick there. So go and check those out, and it's a really good deal because they're going actually for about half price of what it normally is, and what you get is you get Healthy Coffee or tea or hot chocolate, whichever. There's a lot more than just coffee on there for you guys who don't drink coffee. And go check that out and see what he's got going there. Also, if you're just interested in getting the coffee or the healthy products without the reading or without the class, you can also call my number at 719-289-4907, and we can get you signed up or set up and on your way to better health. All righty. Well, still looking for Janine, and she's not there yet. Let's see. All right. Got a couple more things here. Is we have our sister show, Spiritual Learning Connection, and Jethro decided that he is going to make some time to go back over there and do the, I believe he's doing the angel card, or the, not angel cards, but the angel meditation series. He started out, there was like 8 in the series that he was doing as far as the classes went, and he got through the first 4, and he got really, really, really busy with stuff. So he was like, yeah, I'm just going to kind of put this on hold. So he will be back over there Wednesdays, Thursdays, or Fridays, sometime along in there. It's like, I know we have the days filled over there at least, which is really good. And he'll be doing the rest of those meditative, the angel classes, and working with your guides and, you know, the how-to. So it's if you want to get some classes over there, it's like there's, you know, a place to get some good information. He just does, you know, some kind of quick and short things for people who are beginning meditation, or even if you're an experienced meditator, it's like some of the things that he has you do, it's like he does toning, he does stuff with the chakras, all kinds of good stuff. So just tips and ideas and all kinds of neat things. Tuesdays, we have Musical Pamela. She is on twice on Tuesdays. She's here on Science Going Wild with us at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and she's also over on the Spiritual Learning Connection at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And, of course, our call-in number here is 773-897-6461. And the Learning Connection is 714-333-3354. And then, of course, tonight we have Amy on, and she has a guest. And I'm just suddenly went blank with her. My paper's not in front of me, and it's like I went blank as to who her guest is. But I know she's got a guest on tonight, and that's going to be on at 8 p.m. And that's also at the Spiritual Learning Connection, that 714 number. And let's see, I'm over there doing the Greg Braden Isaiah effect and all kinds of different stuff with that. And any of our shows that are there, everything is in archives. So, you know, if you miss a show here live that you wanted to hear, you can go back and, you know, catch up with that, or, you know, over at Spiritual Learning Connection, whichever. So it's nice because that way, you know, if your schedule interferes with you being able to catch a show for whatever reason, you can always go back and catch it in the podcast or in the, you know, on demand in the archive stuff. So there we go. Okay. Well, and I am still not seeing Janine, so what we're going to go ahead and do for the moment here is I'll do card readings. They're the best I can do here today. It's like, because we've got a couple people with their hands up in the queue, and we'll see what's going on. Okay. And our first caller here is area code 949. There we go. I'll get it right. 949. You're on with us.
Hi. How are you today?
Oh, pretty good. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks. I'm just looking for what's, you know, coming up in my future as far as the relationship goes.
As far as the relationship goes. Okay. Well, let me. What I do is the way I roll with this, because I do use cards. I use birth cards, and what I need is just a month and a day for your birthday.
I'm sorry, for my birthday?
Yeah.
11/25.
11/25. Okay. So you're looking like that's the Sagittarian time of year, is it not? Yes, indeed. Oh, cool. Okay. So you're an 8 of hearts, and you have a 10 of clubs as your planetary ruler. So let's see. And then the nosy question is, and how old are you this year? How old did you just turn?
44.
Okay. Oh, you have got, wow. That's an exciting year, because this is called your pre-birth year. And what you're going to experience this year is This is kind of likened to the gestational time frame, you know, when you're in your mom. Because in this card system, it goes on a 45-year cycle. You have unique and different layouts for the first 45 years of life. And then what happens is when you hit age 45, so that's why 44 is your pre-birth year, and then 45 will be your rebirth year. That's what people call the midlife crisis that you're going to be going through. That's the age and time frame where you really have the opportunity, because your cards are in the exact same layout as when you stepped into this planet. And with the experience that you have, it's like you have the opportunity to remake your life. And that's exactly what a lot of people do, which is why, you know, the mundane world calls it the midlife crisis, because, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you go through all these changes and metamorphosis and transitions and all that good stuff, and people go, I don't know you anymore. It's like, yeah, but it's like, it's a new me, it's better. You know, you've gone through that cocoon and that butterfly moment. But in terms of love, wow. Your whole year this year, actually, it's the Five of Hearts is your long-range card. And you've got a lot of hearts coming up in here. I can see why you're wanting the relationship stuff. For the first time frame you've got like the Ace of Hearts with the Seven of Diamonds. The next time was you've got, and each of these are planetary rulers. You've got Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune. And each of those are 52-day time frames, and it makes up the whole year, because you have your personal year is from your birthday to your birthday. Okay. So right now you are looking like you're in, I see you're probably the Venus time frame, which is a Ten of Hearts along with a Four of Spades. But the next, what you got coming up, and I see why, the next one is Jack of Hearts, and then you've got the Queen of Hearts, which is the marriage card. You've got the King of Hearts, which is emotional mastery, and then it goes to the Two of Hearts. And you've also got a Seven of Hearts as your displacement, which is kind of the challenging stuff. It's like, so it's kind of saying have faith. You know, you're gonna have love coming in. Like I say, I see why with all the hearts in here, this is really going to be an emotionally shifting time for you. It's also going to be a time where, because of that five the way it is, there's a lot of change. There's a lot of restlessness. It could be indicating that there's a separation. I don't know, it depends on if you were married. It's like, either a separation, divorce, or, distance. You're at a distance from a loved one, something along those lines, where you've got change, change of heart and restlessness there. So it's like, you've got a lot of stuff coming in. And like I say, this year is going to be really, I'll say, murky and cloudy. It's like you're walking in fogs here. So things are not really clear. The best thing I can say is, you're gonna have a lot of love, and love is on your mind this year, and emotional, and a lot of it is emotionally mastering yourself and really finding out who the new you is, who the new you is gonna be, who you're gonna be when you emerge, cocoon as the new butterfly. So I'm gonna encourage, you're gonna have a lot of opportunities for love around you. But you got to do the work on yourself first to make sure you're clear with who you are. Because until you know who you are, it's really hard to bring in another person, to you or with you, whatever. Because if you're not sure who you are and you change and you've brought in somebody and all of a sudden you change and they go, wait a minute, it's like I thought you were this, and you're like, well, no, I've changed my mind, So it can be real confusing for the partners too. Is this making any sense to you?
Because my former husband, who was divorced about 6 months ago, just passed away, and been in a little bit of an emotionally unstable relationship for the past couple of months, and I'm just kind of trying to figure out what direction to turn now. I thought it was love, but I'm having second thoughts,
right? Yep. And that makes a lot of sense. You're right. That is what's going on, because you had that search for love going on. That was the Ace of Hearts. It's like a new love coming in, but at the same time, it's like what you've got coming up is with where the 10 is. It's like you're going to have a lot of love. You're going to have a lot of love around you, surrounding you, either friends or family or somebody. Because 10 of Hearts is kind of like your social circle. So you've got a lot of support going through this. The Jack of Hearts is indicating you're going to really have a lot of creativity, but it also, there's a caveat there with the Jack, is watch out for people who are, they may be sincere at the time. I don't know how to say this, without kind of being rude to somebody, but it's like kind of just watch out for You know, well, watch out for somebody who might be coming in who might be less than honest with you emotionally. Okay, that's is kind of the jack. And like I say,
could
the queen is the married card. What's that?
Could that person be in my life right now?
That's entirely possible. That is entirely possible, yeah. Because what they, I mean, what the cards do is like they have, you know, they have specific ones in specific, you know, time frames, but at the same time they also will tell you these are your cards for the year. So it's kind of like a watercolor wash. It's like it has that effect to a lesser degree for the whole year. So I would say, yeah, definitely. If you're, you know, and if you've got that feeling, it's like this probably is not exactly the person. You know, it's okay to let go of them because you're going to have a lot of people, you know, you're going to have a lot of love in your life this year. But the biggest thing is, you know, just make sure that you're clear on who you are. And especially where, you know, you've had some emotional upheaval like that and you're kind of, you know, in a grief state, you know, for somebody and it's like, you know, really transitional feelings for yourself. It's okay to grieve. You know, it's okay to feel sad. It's okay. I mean, and our culture doesn't support that, which is really a bummer. It's like, you know, when somebody dies, it's like, dang. You know, they used to have the culture was, hey, you can wear black and be in mourning for a year. Go for it. You know, and it's like I'm still kind of an advocate of, you know, the old ways because, you know, just because you weren't with somebody doesn't mean you still didn't have feelings for them. And it's like, and if they take a permanent step off the planet, you're still going to be sad and upset and, you know, whatever. And it's like, you know, you're going to have all those conflicting, you know, it's like waves breaking on the shore. It's like, shoom, you know, it's like you've got a lot of that emotional restlessness going on. So take the time to grieve, and it's okay, and don't let anybody tell you that it's not okay. Because, you know, if you're missing somebody or, you know, because a lot of times people say, oh, well, what are you missing that guy for? You know, whatever, you know, but it's like, you know what, because I was attached to him. It's like, because I had a connection with that person. It's like, and it's okay if I want to be sad over him. It's like, I'm allowed to be. Goodbye. You know?
Yep.
So, you know, but just take your time and don't, you know, don't stampede into anything because you're going to come out of this, you know, in your 45th year, come into that whole year is going to be about the Nine of Hearts. And it's like, it's going to be about, you know, doors, as one door closes, another door opens kind of thing. So it's like, and you're still going to have, you got a lot of hearts card in your reading for, you know, for age 45 too. So it's like, but you're going to be in a totally different space, you know, these next couple of years, you're going to be in a totally different space by the time you come out of it, you know, through this year, through the year 45, when you're kind of, you know, rebirthing and redoing yourself. But by the time you hit 46, you know, that's 46, you've got the Queen of Hearts as your long range card. So it's like that I would be looking for as your marriage year. So it's like, don't get tied down to any one particular person or, you know, I mean, I'll just say, you know, it's like go ahead and date, you know, and get to know people, but know people as friends, you know, and just, you know, keep a little bit of a distance, you know, and yeah, it'll be better off because you've got a lot of transitions that you're going to be going through.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
All righty. Well, thank you for calling in and have an awesome day.
You too.
Call us back. Let us know how it goes.
We will. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye. All right, here. Well, I'm still looking for Janine, and it's like, I don't know, I'm looking for that for a Skype caller or for the international caller, and I'm not seeing her yet. So we are going to go ahead and go on to our next caller in line here, which is area code 608-608. You are on with us.
Hi, how are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, just doing a lot of work. So if you hear my paper, I'm sorry, I'd pick
That's
it all
okay.
up for a second. I am calling in. I have a pretty specific question, so I hope that's okay.
Sure, you bet.
My question is this. This week and next week are crazy big for me in my business. I own my own business. I'm doing a lot of presentations next week in Arizona while I'm trying to finish setting them up this week. This week, though, I have a goal to go and recruit between 1,200 and 1,425 people, and I'm wondering if I'm going to be successful in doing so. And I need to reach that by midnight on Thursday.
1,200, wow. Holy moly, you got yourself set a goal. I'm going to cheat here. I am going to ask you what is your month and day of birth here?
Oh, sure, of course. It's July 19th.
July 19th, Cancerian person. Okay, let's see where you're sitting here. You are a Nine of Clubs, and you've got a Jack of Hearts. Oh, there's where that creativity comes in. A lot of stuff going on for you. Wow, okay. And then the other nosy question is, and how old are you right now?
I am 24.
24. Okay, no wonder you got so much energy. All righty. Let's see. Let's see what is up for Nine of Clubs right at the moment in time. Because that'll give me the, it gives me probabilities. I mean, it's one of the reasons I like it. It's like, and I do, I cheat, I use cards. It's like I'm not as good as Jethro and some of the
okay.
other people here who are just, you know, doing intuitive stuff. But what is on for you is okay. You've got an Ace of Hearts long range, and because of that July birthday, you are, where are you at in your year? I'm going to see where you're sitting here in your yearly.
Oh, I think I'm an 8 right now or something. Maybe I'm a 5. I've done it before.
Okay. So, yeah, no, you're a 9 of clubs, and you're, let's see, that July 19th. Okay, so you've already been through Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter. Okay, and this is March. We're into March, so okay. You just finished your Jupiter time frame. Your Saturn time frame started the day before Valentine's Day. You're in Saturn, which is February 13th, and that goes to April 6th. So it's like Saturn is a taskmaster. It's like for work and stuff. It's like he's going to love you.
Thanks
okay.
the Lord for that, since I'm in
yeah.
it right now.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. Okay, you've got a 9 of spades, and you've got an 8 of clubs. Okay, there you go. Okay, what the 8 of clubs tells me with that is that there, yes, yeah, like, yeah, there's a lot of success. I mean, Saturn is your challenging time, and it's like, and I see why here with the, you know, with everything that you set out to do. And it talks about Saturn, you know, being your challenging time of either, you know, the year or however you want to put that. But it also gives you, when it gives you that that 8 of clubs with that, it's like, I'm thinking you're going to have success in what you're wanting to be doing. And what it does say is, you know, the influence brings you this power to overcome illness or adversity through the application of knowledge. Through hard work and patience, you can accomplish a great deal right now. It's a really good
right.
time for constructive self-development. Under this influence, you may experience some problems in relationships due to your own fixed opinions. You know, that's your relationship stuff, which is separate from your business.
Yeah, I'm not focusing on relationships right now.
You got other stuff going. You're probably not. And it's good because, you know, it's like it's unfavorable for gambling or speculative investments. So it's like, okay, but you're not doing there. But it does say it's such a strong influence that's going to override any negative influences present during this time period. So even if the other Saturn card, which is that 9 of spades, is a challenge, it guarantees that you're going to have a successful outcome on overcoming difficulties. So I'm just going to say, you know, with what you're doing and with what you're working at and with what you're doing right now, I'm going to say probably more than likely you are going to succeed at your goals, because that's really is what that, you know, the mentalness of the 8 of spades is, or 8 of clubs is. It's really one of the power cards. I am going to read
right.
about the 9. I'm going to read you about the 9 of spades, though, because this is about your health. It's like, while you're doing this, don't make yourself sick, because it's a strong indicator of illness for yourself or a friend. It might be lingering or hard to diagnose. It might interfere with work or other plans. You need to take care in minding your own health. It's one of the most difficult influences, one that represents karmic debts to be repaid or payments for things you've done in the past. Any negativity or bad habits now will only aggravate the situation, so I hope you're really healthy. You're really, you know, taking care of that.
I know I am, and I work out every day. I work out for like an hour and a half every morning.
All right, there you go. And you're eating good, so, okay, this is good, though. It's also, nines indicate endings, so it's like it may not be this week, but it's like it can indicate either the ending of either, like, you know, job, relationship, or other important area in your life, you know, so, you know, past what you're doing here.
You know,
like,
that totally makes sense, actually. I just ended my relationship with my mother this past weekend.
Uh-oh, wow.
And that was difficult, but that's been going on for a long time, so that just happened on Saturday.
Wow.
And then I am leaving. See, this is the thing. I'm here working for this week, but next week I'm going to Arizona to do presentations in front of over 70,000 people.
Oh,
but
cool.
When I leave for Arizona at the beginning of the week, I am moving to California right after that. So I'm assuming that's what
wow.
that ending would be.
Yeah, it looks like it. I was going to say, yep. I would say, yep, that's it. Tells exactly what's going in here. And it does say that just, you know, any difficulties or challenges indicated by this card is, you know, offset by that Eight of Clubs. So I'm going to say you're probably going to have a lot of success with your business. So if you're, you know, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, you know, I mean, I hate doing that, but it's like I'll say probably if you are geared to succeed and you have your plan and you follow it and you do what you're supposed to, it's like you are probably going to succeed in this.
You're set up for success. Yeah, you just have to follow.
Yeah. Exactly. Yep. Just keep.
Today, I was wanting to do a lot more than I got done, but I am doing, you know, I'm tomorrow and Wednesday and Thursday are my big days where I just have to go out and, you know, crush it.
There you go.
More or
All
less.
Right.
But I really just wanted to know if you saw me reaching my goals, because that was, you know, obviously that is one of my questions is, am I going to reach my goals that I have for me this week? And that's what's going to get me to where I need to be next week. So obviously it's kind of like a domino effect.
Right. Okay. I'll tentatively say, yes, I think that this is entirely possible. I'm also going to say, if you've got a little bit of time tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock Eastern time, call back on Pamela's day, because she's a lot better with the intuitive stuff. And she, you know, she gets like messages. We'll say messages from the other side, if you will. So that would be an excellent question to ask her. I know she's known as our musical and our love and relationship psychic, but she also does, you know, business, career, and finance. So it's like I would highly encourage you to call her back and see what her take is on it.
No, absolutely. But I will definitely do that. And obviously, I know I'm not sure. Tomorrow I may have time, I may not.
Right.
But if I do, I will definitely call her back.
Cool. Awesome. In the meantime,
Thank
keep going
you so
forward.
Much.
You betcha, and have an awesome week.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
Betcha. Bye. Okay, and we're, okay, now we're having a studio moment here, and it's thinking about whether it's going to let this go off. Okay, there we go. All righty, and our next person here is area code 815. 815, you are on the line.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, indeed. I guess I should ask you that. It's like I'm hearing you really good. And I know sometimes because of what I've got this on, sometimes it feeds back with the speaker stuff. So can you hear me?
Oh, yes. I can hear you fine. Thanks.
All righty. Well, what's your question and what's your birthday?
My birthday is September 30th, 1962.
Okay. Let's see here. And you sound really eternally, you're one of those eternally young-sounding people, because I'm going, okay, I was born in 59. It's like you and I are really in the same age group. All right. And you sound really young. Okay, and the 30th, you are a seven of hearts, and you have got a five of spades as your planetary ruler. Okay, your loss is about faith and more faith. Have a little faith and love will come to you. There's a song. Okay, so age 9 to 2, 12. Okay, so you're at 51 this year, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your question?
I wanted to find out, I'm trying to actually start going into motivational speaking. I was down for a couple of years. Now I'm back getting on my feet, as long as these medical things stay away from me. So I've written a couple of books, and my website is doing okay. I'm a big blogger and social media person. Now I'm moving into motivational speaking.
Cool.
Yes. Good. So I want to find out how that's going to happen. I mean, I've done one so far, one event, and it was fantastic.
Cool.
So I want to see if there are more coming my way.
Right. Well, I was going to say, I mean, you know, the first thing I'm actually going to say is, like, you know, if you've got that fantastic feeling moment, you know, yeah, and if you're feeling good about it in the pit of your stomach, it's like, I'm going to say it's probably a really good thing. let's see. Okay, so this year you've got, okay, your long range, you've got a five of clubs, which is, it's about change. It's also about teaching. The clubs are the scholars of the best. And where you're at right now is you're in your Jupiter time frame that started March 6th. So this is like, you know, the blessing time of your year. And you've, again, you've got that, wow, you've got that five of clubs, which talks about the teaching, and it's also you've got a three of diamonds. And I'm going to take a little bit of a forward look, because you're in Jupiter from March 6th through April 27th, and then comes the Saturn time. And in your Saturn time frame, you've got the Jack of Diamonds, and you've got the Ten of Clubs. Okay. going to go kind of look these up here really quick to see what that. But I know for the fives is about, you know, the fives are about changes, you know, but they're also about teaching things and the fact that it's in your blessing time of year. I'm going to say there should be some blessings coming up, you know, for any kind of teaching modality, that kind of stuff. So, it's a time to make the change in your work or profession. So it's like this is speaking right to that. You might want to make a change that allows you more freedom, better financial returns. It could take the form of taking a profitable business trip or changing the nature of your business, you know, which is you're talking about just getting into this motivational speaking, or location, a business location. It's also a really good influence for sales and marketing, the products and services. You know, get the word out about what you're doing. You might be surprised at the results.
Oh, sorry. I turned it off. Sorry about that.
Missing puzzle.
Well, I've been helping my brother out and doing more marketing, and I have a ton of appointments with that as well. So,
cool. Okay.
Yeah. So those deal with contracts and, you know, speaking, you know, those are sales presentations and, you know, so it's all moved to the speaking part of it.
If your plans change unexpectedly, this influence promises that any changes will lead you to something better and more rewarding financially. So it's like that's the nice thing of the Jupiter. You've also got this three of diamonds in the Jupiter, and it's like here you have the possibility of financial success in two or more areas at once or by expressing your creative energy. So, you know, you might have the opportunity to do both. It's a great influence for those in the creative fields, whether it's, you know, either artistic or financially creative work, you know, but involvement in two or more money schemes at once can also create some indecision or worry, which is, you know, kind of where you're at right now. It's like, you know, which is best, you know. But Jupiter brings usually out the best of any cards down there, especially financially. So use that influence to make more money doing the creative work or diversifying what you're already doing into various channels. So absolutely, I'd say, you know, you have the potential there to do both of these things successfully. So, you know, go for it.
Oh, very good. So it looks very good and promising.
It looks very good and promising in both areas, areas.
Great.
So,
okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And like I said, if you want some further feedback, it's like one of the things I like about Psychics Gone Wild is all of us here have different abilities, whatever. It's like, I consider myself the low man on the totem pole because I'm just a card reader moment. But, you know, tomorrow is Tamla. She's on at 2 p.m. Eastern, and then Jethro is hosting, like, on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. So it's like, you know, call in with him because he does what I call, you know, they both do what I call the angel talk stuff. So it's like, you know, call back and get a second opinion, get a different perspective, because it's like a lot of times they'll give you different details. It's like, you know, it'll be along the same line, but it's like you'll get additional information.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You bet, Jewel. Thank you for calling in today.
Okay. You have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, and it looks like Janine found us. Yay! Janine, is this you?
Yes, hello, can you hear me?
Yes, there we go. I've been looking for you like half the show here.
Yeah, I've been trying to get through, Kelly. Sorry, I just couldn't get through. I don't know what's going on there.
Oh, no. Well, it's one of our blog talk moments, but it's like we got a couple people in queue here, and I will absolutely get you on here, and I am going to have to tell people, have you tell folks how to get a hold of you when you're not here.
Okay, well, the best place to contact me on is to go to my website, which is www.crystalki.com, and that's spelled CrystalKi.com. I'd love people to connect with me on Facebook. I'm just concentrating on getting somebody to run that for me now because I haven't really put enough effort into making any friends on there. So if they just put my name in, Janine Regan Sinclair, the Regan Sinclair is hyphenated, so that's J-A-N-I-N-E, and my surname is REGAN-SINCLAIR. So, you know, please friend me on Facebook because I'm hoping to get some new friends on there. And if people would like a freebie, we've still got the Poverty Consciousness MP3 going on. If they go to www.crystalkeyhealing.com, they can get a 25-minute download to remove poverty consciousness, so that helps with the economic society problems at the moment, hopefully.
Awesome. All righty. We'll make it up. I'll go fringe on Facebook this afternoon. That sounds really good.
Oh, brilliant. Okay.
That's cool. Okay, well, we got some more callers in here. So let's see here. We have a person here at area code 856. And it's like, yeah, our switchboard's been doing weird things today, too. So, all righty. 856, you're on with us.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good.
Hi, 856. Hi.
I'm sorry?
I said hi. It's Janine in the UK saying hi here. How are you doing?
Fine, how are you?
Yeah, really good, thank you. Really good. What can we do for you?
Can you pick up anything or general reading, or do you need a specific question?
Well, I like to be, I tend to speak to people's souls to find out what their soul purpose is. And Kelly, I've been listening to the show, even though I couldn't get through for the first half an hour, is working
wow.
hard. So, are you working at the moment?
No.
No. And what's your name?
Rose Maria.
Rose Maria. Okay. So, Kelly, are you picking anything up initially?
I'm one of those. It's like for me to get stuff. It's like I need to have her, like, you know, her birth month and day, and it's like, and at least I do. I'm heavily reliant upon the cards. So.
Okay. We all work differently. The one thing I am seeing around you is children. Have you considered working with children? I'm seeing a lot of young children around you.
Not really. I have a lot of kids coming around me.
You do have a lot of kids coming around you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of really young children in your energy field as well. So they're obviously very attracted to you. Do you have children yourself?
No.
No? It's just that the people is attracted to you. Have you ever thought about writing children's books or something like that? Because that's the kind of thing I'm picking up on your energy field here, that your path could be involve working with children in that respect. So it's like create on the creative level, putting books together for them. And they're quite a young age group as well. I'm seeing kind of 2 to 6 years of age here. So beautiful. I'm being shown bright, colourful books. And they're also quite thick as well. So, you know, the kind of books that you would give to toddlers, really, that are made of cardboard, sort of, you know, not paper. Lots of bright colours. And I'm seeing teddy bear in there, and there's a car. And I think the main character is going to be a bear. These are going to be stories about a bear initially. You've got a new guide coming in that's going to help you with this as well. It's a male guide that's coming in to work with you and to show me the crayons and the papers, and he's asking that you start to just get some paper, get some pens and relax, and he's waiting for you to just sit down. And as soon as you've sat down and said, okay, bring it on, he's going to start guiding you on what your character is, what the main character of the story is going to be, and start putting together the kind of substructure of the book so that you can start creating these. So how does that feel to you?
I'm not into writing that much.
You're not into?
Not really.
It doesn't appeal to you at all. Well, this is what's around you. You're more high tech. But you can make, it's just talking about sketching some ideas together. You can create the books on Photoshop and on the computer, but everybody starts on the drawing board. You know, it's a new, you don't design, do sketches on the computer, you do sketches on paper. I mean, I'm an ex-designer myself, 18 years in the architectural background, and, you know, we sketched on paper before we did the drawings on the computer. So it's something for you to be looking into anyway, because that's what I'm picking up in your career path.
Got you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly, do you need a date of birth or something to work further with this one?
Yeah. If she's, I can at least tell her what her birth card is. So, yeah.
Sure. 1231.
1231. I stand corrected. Okay, you're the joker of the deck. It's like you're out of this deck that I do. It's like you're the one card that this deck doesn't read, because you can literally be anybody that you want to be in this deck. So I would totally go with what Janine told you. Oh, golly. But thank you for calling in. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
That's helpful. You got this. All righty. And we got a couple more callers. All right. I do want to go back to 949. It's like we've got, whoops, all right. And we're having a spinning moment here. Hang on here. All right. Like I said, we've been having some interesting things go with the switchboard today. Okay, there we go. 949, I know you were on earlier with a question, and it's like, but we got Janine on, and it's like, let you have a go here and see what she's got for you. Hello? Hello?
Do we have a caller, Kelly?
Yeah, there's, okay, yep. Okay, they might have muted us there. Okay, we'll go to our next one here, which is area code 718. 718, you're on with us.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi.
Hi, this is Lisa. I wanted to know, I guess, what you see coming in for my career right now in finances. I just wanted, I guess, be specific with, I was supposed to have a speaking gig. Everything was discussed and everything, and I just got an email saying that, and I was offered the opportunity, and that they can't pay me, they can't do it anymore, and I kind of wanted to know what you pick up is the real story behind it.
It's interesting. The first thing I'm seeing here, that there's a wall of energy that's blocking your path here. And I think on a subconscious level, there's something going on that's being brought in. Somewhere in your subconscious, there's a fear that you're not aware of. So you might, on the conscious level, feel that you're fine, just go ahead with this. But subconsciously, There's a deep-rooted fear that's come from somewhere in your past, and it's making itself known to you, and it's created a wall of energy to stop you doing this. It's like a self-protection thing. So I'd advise you to kind of tune in, to just sit quietly and tune into yourself, and just ask the part of yourself that has a fear to come forward and to work on releasing that fear. One of the best things that I advise people to do is to work with a Ho'oponopono. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's basically a mantra, a prayer, a phrase. And it's, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I forgive you, I forgive me, thank you. And if you say that over again, actually I prefer to write it, with the intent of clearing the fear that's blocking your path, it will dissolve the fear. So initially, I think you are on the right path, and what you were heading to do is right for you, but you need to find this subconscious fear that's limiting and stopping you moving forward and clear it. And as I say, the Ho'oponopono, so, I mean, I sit sometimes and write it for an hour. So I write maybe 6 A4 pages of it, and it dissolves, you know, whatever blocks that needed to be dissolved. So in your case, it would be the fear and the wall of energy that this fear has created. So you just set that intention before you start, and then sit and do that. And in one session, you know, that will probably disappear, and you can try again and move forward. Okay?
Okay. I do the Ho'oponopono. I actually did it the other day. I guess understanding, like, something just didn't seem right with the response that I received. If something doesn't happen, I understand that. But I'm thinking about as far as the person, if that makes sense. Because something about the email just didn't sound right, and I was just wondering what you picked up around that.
Okay, so the other person that wrote the email, there is some energy around that person to one side of them that's quite dark. So maybe that's what you're picking up, and I'm seeing energetically that there is a shadow around one side of them. So maybe what you're meant to be doing is being influenced by that as well. And you know, this protective layer has come in to stop you moving into something that's not quite right for you. But the actual work that you want to do is right for you. It's just maybe not this person. at the moment, if they have this shadow in their energy field, these things can come and go. So maybe it's something to just sit on for a while and see, you know, see what happens. Because I would like to say that, you know, this, I wouldn't say anybody's a bad one, but it's just that there is some energy there at the moment that's passing through their system. Maybe there's a delay just being brought in by your higher consciousness to protect you at the moment. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. I do see what you're saying. That did cross my mind, not necessarily the dark shadowy side, because I don't really know them too well, but something just didn't sit well, and after a while I had to just be grateful because, you know, if I work so hard for something and it doesn't come through, there's a reason.
There is a reason, yeah. So there's definitely some fear there, but maybe the fear was instigated by this energy that's around this other person. So the wall has gone up to protect you. But it's still, you know, the wall still needs to be brought down and the fear in you still needs to be cleared. Whether, you know, whether or not it's still relevant, it still needs to be cleared because you don't want to keep that in your system anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good luck.
All right.
Good luck.
Good one. All right. And our next caller here is, looks like another Skype caller, but there's just a whole bunch of numbers. So see if we can get them on there. And it's starts with 1442. 1442, you're on with us.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. My name is Deep. And can I go ahead with my question?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead.
I'm working for a company which sends me out to client locations, and so one of the prospective clients is Vodafone. So I wanted to find out if you think I will get the project with Vodafone.
At the moment, the figure I'm being shown is about 90% in your favor to get that project. But, you know, we live in a reality where nothing is guaranteed. So I'm seeing 90% literally in my mind's eye. So it's 90% in your favor. So that's really positive.
Okay. Anything which I should do to improve it, or is it just a matter of time and just keep trying, or any tips as such?
Well, if I was you, I would just sit back and let it happen, because 90% is a high figure anyway. You know, the energies that are coming through feel really positive. So I would just, you know, if you believe in God, or just hand it to God and say, this is meant to be, let it be.
Okay.
And relax and let it happen.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Dee. Thank you.
Can I just ask one related question?
Okay.
So it's about this girl in the same client in Vodafone. This girl is called Anne. So how do you see things going between me and her?
I'm being shown a smiling face here, but my first reaction is, and usually when I work with Jethro, he gives all the love readings, but I think there's the friendship needs to be developed here for some time. This needs to be taken very gently if it's going to work. I'm feeling that this woman needs to be wooed in the old-fashioned sense of courted, and the relationship needs to go gently and smoothly, and not to, you know, if it goes too fast, that it will frighten her.
Right. So otherwise, if it's taken gently and slowly as a friendship, then it would, do you see it working out?
I do. I'm being shown hearts, which is obviously a very good sign. But again, I will, you know, express that this is important, that you take this really gently and work on the friendship first. Gently and slowly.
Okay. So you're being shown a heart? Did you say you're being shown a heart?
I was being shown a heart, yeah. So it's positive, the outlook's positive, but I keep being reminded, tell him to sort of go slowly, friends first. This is important.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Okay, good luck, Dee. Right.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Cheers.
All righty. Okay, and our next person here is area code 661. 661, you are on with us.
Hey, how are you? Hello?
Hello, 661. Hi, what's your name?
Yeah, hey, how you doing? My name is Bob.
Hi, Bob. How you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Good, good. What can we do for you tonight?
Well, I don't know, really. I mean, I guess we'll find out. just
got a general question.
Relationships, you know, love life, just wondering how that, you know, it's kind of weird out here these days.
So are you in a relationship at the moment?
No. Always seems like whenever I get in one, it's always really bad. I'm real tired of that.
Okay. Well, give Kelly your date of birth, and let's see what she can pick up. And then while she's picking up on that, I'll try and tune in and see what's going on in your past that's affecting your love life today. So we can work together on this one and see what we can pick up for you. So if you want to give your date of birth to Kelly now.
Yeah, January 22nd.
January 22nd. Okay, so you are... I see why. Okay, you're a five of diamonds, and you've also got a king of clubs with that. So, five of diamonds, you're here for really to find out what is value. You know, it's like diamonds are about, you get a lot of lessons through money, but also anytime you're in a relationship, it's like, it's going to sound really funny, but you kind of put a price on somebody's head, okay? It's like diamonds have a tendency to do that with any relationship that they're in. You really, I'll go back with this. It's this card has got to share challenges and gifts, and it's like, and because you're an Aquarius, it's like, understand the Aquarius mentality. You have this thing with freedom too. It's like it's really hard sometimes for Aquarius to be in a relationship, and whether it's an unconscious thing, and I'll say in your case because you're looking for a relationship, you're kind of unconsciously, you're not so sure that you want to be tied down, okay? It's like there's part of you, it's kind of like the push-me-pull-you in Dr. Doodle. It's like, you know, yes, I want it, no, I don't. Yes, I want it, no, I don't. So when you have that kind of going on under the surface, you tend to attract somebody to you who's kind of like that because our relationships tend to mirror how we're feeling about ourselves. So you've got that with that restlessness, you know, going on, you kind of get that. You dislike routine, you know, as a five. You really hate anything that pretends to limit your freedom or put you in a box. You can be a perpetual wanderer and, you know, never kind of settle down for anything long enough to make it pay off, you know, career-wise and whatever. But others find value in a relationship or job and stay with it, and you create that security. Main areas of restlessness include, you know, your work and relationship. You've just got this inner sense of dissatisfaction, but you also want to accomplish something of value and really gain stability in your life. So those two ideals kind of have a tendency to conflict, and it's really kind of a trick for you to find a career, you know, that gives you both. For a lot of people, you know, sales is really good for you because you can relate to people on all levels, and it really gives you a lot of success in that area. There are going to be, you know, a little cautionary. There's going to be some financial losses in life, you know, situations where your kind-hearted nature kind of costs you a great deal. You've got a nine of diamonds card. It makes you a very giving person. It tells us, you know, there's some outstanding debts to be paid in this life from, you know, past and former lives. You're a giver. You know, you love to share your resources with your family and close friends, but at times, it's, you know, you get taken advantage of by other people. And for them, you know, giving is both a gift and a lesson. You're inherently spiritual. You're situated in the Neptune column. You know really what's of true value. Your knowledge extends to the psychic realms, you know, that intuitive, and you've got a lot of intuition in that area. If you get out of the river of denial in Egypt, you know, and then just say, yeah, you know, okay, I have my gut feelings, and go with that. The challenge, though, comes in practicing what you know, because you come to life with a certain amount of karma, which it takes some hard work to discharge it. If you don't get around to that, you're going to have problems until you do. So it's like, you know, there's a focus and a motivation to work on, you know, getting through those things. But you really do. You've got to practice what you know. You've got to do what it takes to get the job done and really be on it. With that Neptune influence, it really creates a desire to help others as part of your life's work, you know, if you align yourself with a higher purpose or ideal. The first 45 years of your life are the most challenging, but after you go through that midlife crisis, as like I talked to an earlier caller, in this system, it's like we have 45-year cycles. So it's like when you hit 44 is your pre-birth year, 45 is your rebirth year, and people kind of go, wow, I don't know you anymore, you know, because you went through that change. But your life improves considerably as you get older, as you're into that second phase and you kind of reform stuff. And it's like, you've got to face your fears. And a lot of you get interested in like self-help subjects or spiritual, you know, spirituality. That transformation occurs, and your life really begins anew when you transform with that. You might become an authority in some area, either like, you know, author or teacher. You look up to for leadership and guidance. But in the relationships, you're really restless and changeable romantically. And sometimes it's like it might be, again, this unconscious thing, you know, you're kind of averse to commitment, you know, but it might be, you know, you're not admitting that. So it's like what I'm going to say is this would be probably Janine's area to, you know, really kind of look at what are the blocks. And it's like, and she mentioned that getting that free download. And I know it's for poverty consciousness, but sometimes we can be impoverished in our relationship. So it's like, you know, go to her, that www.crystalkeyhealing.com, and check out that download. But let's see what Janine's picked up in the meantime.
Yeah, in the meantime, I've picked up that there is a subconscious issue here that goes back to a previous lifetime when your mother let you down in a previous lifetime. So you've got a subconscious fear of giving yourself fully to another woman because of that, because the bond with women in general has been damaged by what happened in that lifetime. So you needed to heal that in order for you to really give yourself 100% to a relationship. And I think it's going to be about 6 months' time before you're going to be ready to do that. But so it's important that you focus on clearing this, because this is going to interfere with every relationship you have in the future until you do. And what Kelly said there about going to signing up on the Crystal Key Healing, I've actually got my new programs. I'm going to launch them on this show in 2 weeks' time with Jethro.
Cool.
One of those is the five programs, the five sets, one set of five, the five half-hour MP3s, releasing emotions, limiting beliefs, false beliefs, inherited programs, changing your reality programs, your inherited patterns, hidden beliefs, and all of these things. There's one for money, one for abundance, one for a perfect partner, one for spiritual growth, and one for weight loss. So it would be worth you something for everybody. So it would be worth you. And they're not for sale on my website. These are completely new, and they incorporate energy healing, hypnosis, and NLP. Work as well. They're absolutely amazing, and they're going on the show in 2 weeks' time. I'm still, you know, tweaking them to so that they're absolutely perfect, and there's a lot of work gone into these, and I think they will help you if that's what you want to do, Bob. If you want to clear this blockage, you need to find, you need some kind of mental emotional release on the level of healing to remove this from your subconscious mind. And this is exactly the type of thing these programs have been made for. So basically, you know, for the single set of programs are only about $97 for the five, which is you know, amazing price. And they're going to be launched in 2 weeks' time. So if you sign up to crystalkeyhealing.com, you get your free Removing Poverty Consciousness MP3. And we'll keep you updated on what's going on with the programs coming out in 2 weeks' time. So there is something for everybody here. And as I say, it takes you into your subconscious mind, and it removes the beliefs and it removes the emotions. And most people out there probably don't even realize that most weight problems are not about diet. They're about the emotional baggage of storing in your system. If you've got a lot of emotional baggage, you're going to hold a lot of weight in your body, and that stores as fat. So this is, you know, this is the type of thing that you need to get some help with to release that. And then I think in 6 months' time, you're going to settle down into a relationship, and you're going to give your heart to somebody completely, because you'll be ready. At the moment, you're giving about 50-60% of what you could be giving. And that's where you're dipping the toe in the water and taking it back out, because you haven't quite got that ability to give yourself. And you're probably getting the same back. As Kelly said, you know, we attract people similar to us. So that leads to insecurity in a relationship anyway.
Is that making sense for you?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, beats me.
Me too.
Certainly no expert on relationships, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, it's something to think about, Bob. You know, if they're not flowing as easily as they should be, there's something there, and it's usually, you know, it's quite often in the subconscious mind, false beliefs about what women should be like, or, you know, that they're all going to hurt you anyway, basically, or something like that. If you've got that in your subconscious, it's going to affect your relationship, and you may not even be aware of it, and this is the thing with the subconscious mind.
Right.
Yeah, all I know is, you know, one of you mentioned, about being a decent person and people taking advantage of it. And I've just seen so many times where people, they mistake kindness for weakness. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I get so sick of that crap, because the next time that happens, I might smack somebody. You know what I mean? I don't really want to go there. But, they do a lot of damage, you know, and I've had a lot of money stolen and cheated on the whole nine yards, man, and just, you know, being as strong as I am, you know, I don't know, I probably deserve a medal for not having snapped at this point, to be honest about it.
It might be worth you investing in my removing victim consciousness as well, because at the moment you sound like, okay, I've been a victim a few times. That's going to leave victim consciousness in your mindset as well. So if you've got victim consciousness, the universe goes, hey, you got victim consciousness. Here's a victimizer. Have that.
Yeah, so the universe isn't really on my side then, from what I'm looking at. But what winds up happening is, what I've seen happen is, you get all these women that are complaining about their boyfriends abusing them, and they're being mistreated by these clowns. And then they say they want a decent guy, and they need a decent guy, and then they're being treated with respect, and they've never had that before, and they don't know how to handle it, and then they wind up crapping on the guy, and he either leaves or they find some other jerk to go beat them up some more. And so they love this abuse, and then the guy who's not going to abuse him basically turns out he's been abused by this girl that's been abused by some other jerk. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's just crazy.
The thing is,
it's like the women can't cut it off.
We create our reality, so, and everything you look at in another person is the mirror looking back at you. So whatever is going on, what you're seeing in there is your subconscious playing out in your reality field. So whatever you're seeing, write it down. See, you know, if you're seeing victim consciousness, or if you're seeing like being abused, you're looking in a mirror. You've got victim consciousness, and you like being abused. So you're creating it.
I don't like being abused. I do not like being abused at all.
Well, I hate it.
Like I said, I'm ready to fight back. So the next person that tries it's going to get hurt.
You need to fix that victim consciousness, and you need to fix that. I'm not saying you like being abused, but you're seeing abuse. So, again, this could be linked into what your mother did in a past life on some level. So you've still got that belief. Maybe she was in a relationship where she was being beaten or abused, and you think that's what women like or want. Do you see what I'm saying? This is something from the past that's within you that needs to be healed.
It's not from the
within.
Past. So it's like I've seen it in real life, because I've actually seen a guy smacking a girl, and the girl, pop music. Look at Rihanna. She's right back with that jerk that beat her up. You know what I mean? You see it. It's not like some past life. You're seeing it in this life. You see it.
You're seeing it because your mind creates your reality. So this is what's being reflected back at you, so that you can fix it in your, you know, in your mindset, basically, in your subconscious.
It's not that you like seeing it. It is what's happening, and it's like, for whatever reason, you know, you're drawing these girls, you know, to you, where it's like, you know, you're kind of looking to be the white knight, and it's like, and they're kind of, you know, looking for someone to save them. But what it is, it's like, I think you kind of hit on some of that there, is that they're used to being abused. And it's like a person who is, I mean, you know, there's a whole psychological study there. It's like, and I would absolutely say, you know, read up some on that, because there's a whole consciousness, or, you know, a whole mindset that goes with when someone has been beaten and abused, and it's like, and they don't know any other thing. It's kind of like a pair of shoes. You know, it's like when you first get new shoes, they're not comfortable, and to break them in, it really kind of takes, you know, a little bit to get used to them. So where someone's had abuse, you know, throughout their life, that's what they're used to, even though it's not cool, even though it's not good. It's what they're used to. It's what they're comfortable with. So really, when they get a hold of somebody who is nice to them, it's like a new pair of shoes. They don't quite know how to, you know, respond to it or react to it. So, you know, and that's kind of what you're like to some of these people. It's like, you know, you're kind of like the new pair of shoes. But, you know, absolutely with what Janine's saying, it's like there's some reason that unconsciously you are, you know, and it's not conscious. You're unconsciously attracting those kind of women into your life. Does that make sense?
I don't know. I mean, you know, it's just ridiculous. I'm fed up with the whole thing. So I just basically lock my door and shut the world out and just leave everybody out there, you know.
Well, that's a shame. That's a shame. You don't want to do that. It's you know, there are solutions. It's finding the solutions, and as I said before, our mind is a powerful tool and it creates our reality. So if there is something in there that needs to be healed, you know, if you heal it, things will change on the outside. It's the way it is, and this is why all these people teach positive thinking courses and all of this type of thing, because it does make a difference. So, you know, some healing would work, Bob. I'm sure it would. It'd definitely help you. Just be open, you know, be open and give it a shot. What have you got to lose?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm not an expert on any of this stuff, so I really don't know. All I know is what I've experienced, and so who knows.
I was going to say, have you ever heard of a book, you know, a book or the DVD, either or, by Rhonda Byrne called The Secret? Have you seen that or heard about it? Know what that's about?
It's a video, right? I think I've seen
it.
Yeah, there's a video with it. It's like, if you haven't seen it, check it out, because it's like, that will give you a start. I mean, it's like, you know, I mean, and I understand what Janine's saying. It's like the stuff that she has, you know, would be really good for you. But when you're kind of, you know, when you're in the kiddie pool, if you will, it's like, and you're not quite ready to swim in the deep water, start by getting your toes wet. It's like, check that DVD out and see what it has to say. As like, and then what she's saying is going to make a lot more sense. You know, it's like you need a bridge. You need a stepping stone to kind of start, you know, where we're at. Because, you know, sometimes we forget, you know, on here, it's like, you know, because we've been in this, like, for years and doing this stuff. And when somebody, you know, is coming in and they're kind of new to the concept and idea, it's like it gives you a place to get your feet wet. So it's like, you know, go check that out or read the book or, you know, or see the DVD, because it's, you know, and really kind of look at what they're saying. It's like, because they talk about, they've got, like, I don't know, several, many presenters. It's like they've got people from all walks of life that do the different segments, you know, in the movie. And it's like, go and watch that, because there's a lot of...
You can see it on you can see it on YouTube. Yeah. If you go on YouTube,
really?
You can take extracts from The Secret and get on it now, and it will explain to you that we attract what's in our mind and what we think about. That's what we attract to us. It explains it on a scientific level, but really simply, so that anybody can understand it.
Yeah.
So you can check it out on YouTube, Bob.
Check it out. No, if you got time.
What's that?
I say if you got time, you know, go check that out. Is that making any sense? Is like, you know, is what we're saying to you, you know, making any sense with you?
Honestly, I'm really confused about it. I'll be honest, you know. So
yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah, well, if you put The Secret into YouTube and watch some of the movie clips, it will enlighten you and maybe get you thinking in a you know, different way, so that you understand what's going on, you know, what I'm trying to say to you, and you understand how reality works, basically.
Yeah.
It's
this would be the investment in yourself, yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, it was.
So
this is a real eye-opening. Go on, Kelly.
Go ahead. Like Janine said, it'd be eye-opening for you. It would be, you know, and it's worth the investment in yourself, because, you know, to get the relationship, because, like I say, it's obvious, you know, you want a relationship. You're just tired of, you know, being taken advantage of by people. And it's like, this would help you take that step to go, okay, why am I being taken advantage of? What is it, you know, that's happening that I always find these people like this, okay? So there,
you know what the reason I thought it was always happening? Because I just figured that, you know, maybe I didn't unleash my inner beast upon them.
No.
Because I'm a former Marine, I'm a trained killer, and I could really hurt these people with not too much effort. And it's just like, because I don't go there, I'm thinking that maybe they just haven't seen, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
My husband was an Army Airborne Ranger. It's like, no, he taught me 26 ways to kill somebody and, you know, in 5 seconds.
Right.
The last time going, thank you, dear. It's like, and that really makes me feel secure. Not, you know, but, you know, yeah. So I understand that because, you know, I've got a big military, you know, in our background. It's like, you know, my dad was Navy, my brother, you know, both my sons are currently in the A country over there, you know, type of stuff. But it does, some of that, you know, and I'm not sure, you know, what combat zones and that kind of stuff you've been in, but sometimes, you know, the military training, it makes it hard for you guys to get relationships because, you know, you're in a mindset and it's like, this is something as, I mean, and I can honestly say, I know the programming you go through. I really do. So there's some stuff there that to have a successful relationship, you need to kind of take a step back from that. And it's like, and it's not, you know, not disacknowledging what you did because, you know, I absolutely have a lot of respect for our veterans and, you know, people as like, you know, I mean, like say military families, like we appreciate, you know, what you guys do for, you know, for our freedom, because without somebody to step up, it's like, you know, people don't realize the sacrifice that you guys make. At the same time, when you're wanting to have a family and you're wanting to get somebody in your life, you've really got to take a look at, you know, I'm sorry, psychology 101, okay? It's like you're going to have to, you know, look into the psychology of different things. And I don't know if you've taken, like, online courses or whatever, but really and truly, a basic psychology class would really help you a lot. You know, just like I say, you got to start someplace to open the door. And it's like, and really and truly, it's like, you know, because you're a worthy person. You're a really worthwhile person. And it's like there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to have, you know, a good relationship with somebody. But there's some stuff in there within that I'll just say, like I said, the military training and what it does. I mean, my dad was 22 years Navy, and he was at Pearl Harbor when it was bombed. It's like my mom was, I'm not going to say she was a saint, but man, close to it, you know, because he really had some issues. And it's like they didn't acknowledge, you know, the post-traumatic stress syndrome and all the stuff that happened to our veterans, you know, way back in the day. It's like, you know, they were just expected to suck it up and be a man and deal with it, you know, type of stuff. And they didn't offer anything. So it's like, I will say that, you know, some of the stuff that you're going through and some of the relationship issues, it does. It makes it really, really hard, you know, when you guys have had that training stuff to, you know, to soften, because it makes you so hard. It makes you so tough. And it's like you're a diamond person anyway. You know, you kind of got that hard, crusty shell anyway. It's like, but you need to be able to connect your heart, your head and your heart. You know, it's like with your, get in touch with your emotions. And it's really a hard thing to say. I mean, okay, my brother who's a Marine, it's like, I'll tell you what, he was going to get a registered nursing degree. He took so much flack and so much crap for being, you know, oh my God, you're a Marine, you're going to be a nurse. It's like, really? It's like, well, yeah, you know what, you can absolutely go be what you want to be, you know, and you are and you do, but it's like you've also got to, you know, get back in touch with how you feel and with your own, you know, with your own feelings about stuff. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
I don't really know, man. I mean, I don't think I'm really an easygoing guy. I don't really have too much of a hard edge to me, like when I deal with people, you know. I really sometimes think that I need to be tougher on people. That's what I've really kind of felt. And I don't know. I mean, I don't really have the answers. I mean, it's just, I don't know.
Kind of a mystery. Can I ask a nosy question? It's like, how old are you?
42.
Okay. All righty. And have you you know, were you married once, divorced, anything, or is this, you know, would be like a first marriage or first relationship, you know, type of thing? Or, I mean, not a first relationship, but, you know, it's like, have you been married before? Do you have kids?
No kids, never been married.
Okay.
Haven't been lucky enough to find anybody I would think was marriage worthy.
Uh-huh. Okay. Wow. The luck of the draw, huh?
Or unluck. Wow. Unluck, I guess. I just figured that, you know, the universe or God, whatever you want to call that, just didn't really like me too much or something for whatever stupid reason. Through no fault of my own.
No, not. I say absolutely. You know, no, not at all. It's like I will take that one off. No, absolutely not, because, you know, you're a child of God just like we all are, and it's like, and God loves all of us. It's just some, you know.
Yeah, but I don't feel like God loves me. I don't feel loved at all by God, at all, really. I'm just being honest here.
Yeah.
I just feel like God's just toying with me.
Yeah.
And I don't like it at all. And it's not, hasn't driven me closer to the universe or closer to God's pushed me away. I'm not the kind of guy that likes being abused. That doesn't befriend me to somebody at all. It makes me want to strike back.
Right.
Just being honest.
Yeah. Well, no,
and then the fact that I don't lose my cool and I don't strike back, it's stuck inside of me, and then that doesn't help either. So there's, you know what I mean? And the fact, I'm just sitting there, well, what am I supposed to do? Go to Jeff or like smacking somebody because they stole something or they disrespected me sometime? You know what I mean? What am I supposed to do? It's like, I'm like, it gets frustrating because you feel like, you know, this wimp here just got over on me and I didn't take care of him. You know, it's like a, very frustrating. I'm not going to lie.
Bob, let me ask you one question. Do you want to solve this problem?
Yeah, but I don't want to sit there and jump through a million hoops to do it and take a million years to do it.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Well, if you want to solve it, the first step, the stepping stones to recovery in everything, to solutions in everything, the first step is to go to YouTube and look at The Secret, the movie. That will change your life, that movie. It will give you a completely different view of what's really going on by experts. That it's a brilliant movie. And then you can take the next step, ask the universe to guide you to the next step. It's all, you know, it's all about finding stepping stones that take you to the goal that you want to make. So if you're ready to do that, that's the best advice we can both give you, is to go and look at that movie and then maybe call in a few weeks when you've seen it. Call back and let's see what you think then.
Yeah. I would say, and do call back. You know, it's like I hear a lot of frustration, you know, with what's going on with you, and it's like, and you know, you're looking for solutions, and you know, you're looking for stuff that I agree. You know, it's like I'm hearing where you're at with the, you know, with the confusion. It's like, you know, what do I do, type of stuff. So it's like, yeah, it's just, you know, it's a, you know, kind of like Neil Armstrong. You know, it's just going to be a small step for man and a, you know, great leap for mankind type of stuff. But it's like, check that out. Just, you know, go check that out. And, you know, man, I'm going
to
put you on our prayer list, you know, because wow, it's like, you know, you really do, you know, you've been through a lot. I'm just going to say, you know, I just have this, you know, a feeling that's like, you know, you've been through a lot. And it's
yeah,
like,
I got poked in the eye by one girl. I got poked in the eye. Had a bunch of money stolen, and she cheated on me with half the town of Baltimore City, I found out.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
Yeah. Well, she'd been previously abused, raped at 4 years old by her uncle repeatedly, and I was the only guy ever showed up in her life that ever gave her any kind of respect. And like you said earlier, you know, just one time, I was like, what is wrong with you? She goes, like you said earlier, I'm not used to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you think that, you know, not being used to it and then actually having a taste of being treated well, they would like that. But no, she just went right back to the jerks on, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but
that's
somebody that's stuck. They're stuck in, you know, victim consciousness, and they don't think they can get out of it. And you can get out of it. Next time you feel really stressed out, Bob, go to my website, crystalkey.com. There's a healing demo. It takes 9 minutes. Just sit in front of the computer and allow this diamond energy to come through you and take away the anger, and it will remove it. So. This is about being...
9 minutes and it's free, dude. Come on.
Yeah,
it's
free and it's about being proactive and changing your world for the better. You're the one that needs to take control of it. And the only way you can do that is to take the advice. If you're ready to change it, you'll take the advice. You'll go and watch The Secret. You go and get some free healing on my website. And, you know, move forward one step at a time. But don't let what's going on ruin what sounds like a really good guy. Because you'll never forgive yourself if you hit a woman.
I was going to say, absolutely.
Well,
I'm not that kind of guy.
I'm not planning on doing that.
No,
it's
frustration,
yeah.
though. So, you know, you need to find an outlet that's going to help you. And,
well, what it is with me, I'm very logical. Okay, I see column A and then column B. Column A being the jerks that abuse women. And you see, they attract them and they keep them. Column B being decent guys who treat them with respect, and they don't have anybody, and they're alone on New Year's Eve, alone on Valentine's Day. Meanwhile, the jerks that are abusing women, they got a woman on their arm on Valentine's Day and all that other crap. So logically speaking, it tells you, 1 and 1 equal and 2 here, you can't be nice to women, you can't treat them well, you can't respect them too much. In fact, you got to like kind of sort of disrespect them at some point in order to get respect, just logically speaking.
Yeah.
And that blows my mind.
I was going to say, not true.
No, definitely not true.
We need to get you better class of ladies, man.
Yeah, that's you've got a false belief that in there that's been, you know, being created.
It's based off of seeing real world stuff happen.
Yeah, But this,
I didn't imagine
about,
this stuff, you know. I didn't imagine any of this stuff. It actually has happened. I've seen it.
Yeah, but this is why we're guiding you to watch that movie, because that movie teaches you that your mind creates your world. So what's in your subconscious mind creates your world. And that movie shows you it, actually shows you exactly the science of it. When you get a grip for that, it's like a massive epiphany, awakening. It's like, wow, so it is my mind. Yeah. So how do I change the outside? I change the way I think and start healing what's in my subconscious mind. And this is the stepping stone that you've taken today. You know, so the way forward to change what's going on out there is to change what's going on in your mind and learn how you can change your mind to create a better reality. And The Secret's a great movie to explain this. You know, so, you know, anybody can watch this movie and think, wow, I'm going to try that. And you'll try it with something small, like thinking positive, you know. Like creating, you go out and you think, right, I'm going to go to the shop and I'm going to create in my mind a T-shirt that's got a blue smiley face on it. And you go into the mall and the first shop you go in, there's a T-shirt with a blue smiley face on it. And you think, hey, all right, that's a coincidence. And then you do it again. And by the time you get to the third time, you think, my God, my mind created that. This works.
Yeah.
You know, and this is where we're trying to direct you. And you can only do it yourself, you know. That all the saying this, that, and the other is going on out there in the world is not going to change it. That is just moaning about what's going on out there. You are looking for help to help yourself find a nice girl. And the way to do that is to take the advice and go and look at the movie and have a practice. Do the blue smiley face on the white T-shirt until it sinks in. And it will sink in, because the third time, it's not a coincidence. You know, you go, wow, this really works.
It works.
Then you start manifesting other things. You start creating other things because you focus your mind on it. And then you've changed your life. Then things really start to turn around. Okay? You going to go for it, Bob?
I mean, I don't know. I've just gotten to the point. I'm kind of jaded, and I'm just starting to think that a nice girl is an oxymoron.
Excuse me.
What's that? I'm sorry.
I said you're talking to a couple nice girls here. Excuse me.
Right. Present company excluded, of course. Yeah.
Okay.
But what's your website again?
It's crystalkey.com. So it's crystalki.com. So if you go there, just sit and have that 9-minute meditation, and just it will really chill you out. You know, you seem like you're a bit stressed. Just try it, and then have a look on YouTube for The Secret. And, you know, call us back in a couple of weeks' time. Let us know how you're getting on.
All right, I'll do it.
What was the Crystal Key Healing one? It's like, that's for the download?
Yeah, the other one, the crystalkeyhealing.com. is for the free download on removing poverty consciousness.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. And you know what? You know, it's like, you know, for him, it's like, and if you look in, you know, for the money part of it, it's like there will help be a step in the right direction with the poverty and the money thing. So you get two for one. How about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And if you try the healing and then you've tried something in a few weeks' time, you think, hey, I'm going to this woman talked a little bit of sense here. Maybe I'll have some healing. I give discount for ex-servicemen.
Awesome.
So, you know, see how you get on. And you're in control of all of it. So look for the solutions and they'll come to you.
That's funny. When you say I'm in control of it, I'm like, okay, I'm a man. I can sit there and I'm... It's blowing my mind. It's like, okay, little Susie Q, come on, it's me and you now, baby. You know what I mean? And I've never had it work that way. You know what I mean?
But you're in control, Bob. You can do this.
But meanwhile, the jerk who's, like, abusive is, like, pulling her by her hair, and she's like, oh, baby, I love you. Thanks for beating on me. You know what I mean? Oh, brother.
Yeah, but you're not one of those, you know?
You're not one of those.
So.
No.
That's why it's so frustrating for you. It's like, and like I said, I mean, we both. It's like, you know, we both hear your frustration, and just, you know, you're kind of like at the end of the rope. So it's like, you know, Janine is giving you some really good stuff. You know, it's like, hey, Price is Right, it's free. Come on, you know, it's like, you're at the end of your rope, so tie a knot, hang on, and let's get you, you know, swung over the river to a different spot and place because, you know, you are. I mean, you're an Aquarius person. I'm going, Aquarius are the coolest people. They just are. So it's like, you know, don't let what's happened in life before, don't let the previous 42 years prevent you from having a next, you know, a next really good 42 years. So it's like, this is a good time to make a place and start and, you know, look on the upside with it, okay?
Yeah, and start looking for girls in different places as well.
I was gonna say, yeah, it's like, you know, I don't think you're gonna find the love of your life downtown in the local you know, whatever, but you know, you might possibly consider you know, I mean, I know, you know, you and God seem to be on the outs, but it's like, you know, church groups or you know, even a library, you know, some places, like, go someplace a little classier, and you do meet a little classier ladies. Okay.
It's funny you say that me and God are on the outs. I mean, I'm just like, I'm sitting there going, what the heck is this, God? You know what I mean? What the heck is what is this? You know what I mean? I don't deserve this. You know? So, God's like, right now, the way I feel, nobody's going to like me for saying this, but you know what? I'm at the point where I don't really care. But right now, like, God is a four-letter word to me.
Oh, and it's only three letters. Okay, well, that's really good.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
Been there, done that, got the T-shirt and came out of it. It's like, you can too, it's okay.
Yeah, there's no point in blaming God. At the end of the day, you know, it's up to us to create our reality. I think you should go to my site and just sit and chill for 10 minutes and have that healing. I'll guarantee that you will feel better in 10 minutes later. It's not going to rock your world for the rest of your life, but it's going to calm you down now and make you feel much more chilled out.
Yeah, gonna give you a new path, a new avenue out of the forest that you're in, because you're right now you're so far in the forest you can't see the forest for the trees. So it's like that's kind of where you're at. And it's like, this will be a pathway to start to follow. And eventually,
yeah, what came through in your reading was, if you get this sorted out, if you take the advice and do the healing, in 6 months' time you're going to meet a nice girl and you're going to settle down.
There you go.
That's what was coming out in your reading. That's not a long time. 6 months goes like, you know, 2 months these days.
That gives you time to snap of your fingers, man.
Yeah, change your mind, change your reality.
Change your life. Absolutely. Because, you know, the whole thing is like, when you change your mind about how you look at things, because, you know, if you take 10 people in the exact same situation, I want you to think about this in just for a minute. Like, when you have, you know, when there's like an accident on the street, you know, it's like a car accident, if you have 10 different eyewitnesses, the police are going to have a nightmare, because they are going to have 10 different stories, 10 different viewpoints of what happened with the exact same thing happening. And this is kind of where you're at. It's like, you know, things are happening to you, but it's like, if you can get out, you know, beyond the immediate ouch, you know, that really hurt, and take a look at it and go, you know, let me take a 360 view of this, because there's a whole range of different ways to look at what's going on with you, okay? Does that make sense, Bob?
I mean, I don't know.
Sort of. Well, tell you what, it's like we're going into overtime. It's like, please do call us back. You know, the psyche's gone wild. We're here 7 days a week, you know, 773-897-6461. But, you know, go check out Janine's site there. And it's like, you know, she's offering you two freebies there. So it's like, you know, like I said, price is right. So go check that out and, you know, and call us back. Call us back and let us know what's going on with you, okay? Because sounds like, you know, you need an avenue to talk to, and I absolutely would like to talk to you because, you know, like I say, all my family, all my guys, all the guys in my family are all military. So it's like, I really do have a lot of comprehension from where you're coming at. And it's like, yeah, I understand, you know, kind of where you've been and where you're going and all that good stuff. And it's like, you're on a path. And it's like, it's just time to, you know, if you want to get settled down, it's time to get you settled down and have that family. Because in the 40s is when guys kind of go, hey, you know, I'd like some kids. I want a decent girl. I want the white picket fence and the family and whatever. And it's like, and you deserve that. You do. So,
yeah.
Alrighty?
Okay.
Okay, go for it, Bob. Take care. Thanks for calling in.
All right, thanks. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Take care. Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. Wow. Well, Kelly, we are in overtime, and it's like, I apologize if I made you late for something, but it's like, I'm looking at this and going, I'm late for something too.
No problem. It's really good to be on the show again. Really good.
Yeah, we apologize. I don't have the Skype thing that Jethro does, and he's having some kind of, I don't know, issue with the Skype, with whatever is going on. And today it was just like he called me at the last minute and was like going, I'm like, you know, going to be like across town. I can't get, you know, back. It's like, can you pinch it for me? So I'm going, sure.
This
is fun. I'm so glad to meet you. And I've listened to some of the shows in archives and that kind of stuff. And it's like, you are, it's like, you're amazing with what you do. And you really nailed the thing on my back and stuff. And I'm working on that too. Cause I know some of that stuff going on, but anyway, go ahead, because this will be for archives, and just go ahead and list out all your places again. It's like the www.
Okay, so people can go to my website, www.crystalki.com, and that's crystalki.com. There's a free healing demonstration on there, which takes about 8 or 9 minutes, so people can try the diamond energy and heal their stresses and, you know, the pressure that they're under. And fear is the main thing that's removed from people. If people go to crystalkeyhealing.com and put that in their URL across the top, not in Google, they get a free poverty consciousness, removing poverty consciousness MP3. And they can become my friend on Facebook if they go to Janine Regan Sinclair.
I will do that.
Yeah, there's some great stuff on there. I've got some lovely people running that for me. And I'll be launching the new programs in 2 weeks' time. And they're going to be hugely discounted. They're being launched on Jethro's show on the 18th. So hopefully Skype will be on our side that night. Yeah, that's probably what's going on. Yeah. So as I said earlier, these programs are for everybody, because you've got weight loss, money abundance, you've got spiritual growth and finding the perfect partner, which is what most of our calls are for on a Monday evening anyway.
Yeah.
So, they really do take people into their subconscious to find the blocks and taking out the energy in their organs and in their body and in the aura and the energy field around them. And actually changing their reality programs, because at the end of the day, we live in a matrix, which is very much like a computer. And if you know how to change it, you can fix things.
Yep,
so,
exactly.
So that's going on in 2 weeks' time. And if people want to go on my healing list, they can go to the crystalkeyfoundation.com website and they can put themselves on my healing list for about $7.50 a month. So they get healing every day during when they're asleep at night. They get healing during my daily meditations. So, and if anybody wants to make a donation, that would be gratefully accepted as well. They can go to the What We Do page on the crystalkeyfoundation.com and please make a donation, because this is how, you know, you can help me to help other people and give free treatments to certain people and to children and so on. So, okay, that's me done, Kelly.
Alrighty, well, thank you so much, and thank you. I apologize for whatever went on. It's like, because it literally, it's like you didn't pop in. It's like as soon as you popped in, it's like I got you in, and it's like it didn't show up. I was just like, oh my goodness. It's like, you know, the first half of the show, I was looking for you, going, well, Janine's gonna be here. I know she's gonna be here.
I could hear you, but I couldn't get through. And then I realized I put the number in, but I didn't put the international dialing code first. So I was getting through, but you were looking for the 001, weren't you?
You came up as all zeros. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I didn't know which number it was. Yeah.
Yeah. So when I did it that way, I got through. So I'll remember next time if it happens again.
Cool. All righty. Sounds good. Well, thank you so much, and I'm glad I've had the opportunity to work with you today. This has been cool.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. Thanks very much, Kelly.
Alrighty, thank you. Have a good one.
Okay. Take care. Bye.
Bye.